You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 15 to 17. So they came to Jerusalem. Then Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seat of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry wares through the temple. Then he taught, saying to them, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have made it a den of thieves?" Now, you can understand that today our body is the temple of God. But at a point, there was a physical temple. And Jesus knew in the next few days, this temple will no longer be operational. But for as long as Jesus had not yet gone to the cross, he kept to the law. He fulfilled the law to the letter. It was only after his death that the temple ceases to function as a spiritual building. Yet, even an ordinary building, Jesus would not allow men to defile that building. If Jesus so much care about the sanctity of a building, how much more your body that is now the temple of God? But then he went further to now teach them, saying that his house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of thieves. The intention of God is that when we assemble together, it will be a house of prayer for the nations. Please keep in mind that the physical building we have today is not the church, neither is it the equivalent of a temple. Our body is the temple of God. We are the church. When we gather together, we assemble in a particular place. It is called the assembly of the saints. That means we have gathered. That's actually what we should say, not that we are going to church. We can't go to church because we are the church. That building is not the church. However, when we gather together in the name of Jesus, it must be a house of prayer for the nations. It must be for edification. But Jesus said, "You have made it a den of thieves." When people begin to say things like, "God wants to lift 50 people here and is asking for 50 people who will give 1 million naira each," that is a thief on the pulpit. When people begin to tell you that if you don't tithe, you'll be tithe, that is a thief on the pulpit. When people begin to tell you that if you don't bring your salary in January to them, that you can't have any headway, that is a thief on the pulpit. When people begin to tell you that for you to have breakthrough, you must sow a seed, that is a thief on the pulpit. We didn't see that in the early church. God is not doing transaction with men. God had paid the ultimate price, and that price was paid by Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Jesus has paid for everything. When we come together, it is to pray for the nations. It is to bring edification to the body of Christ. What we do today is that when we gather, what we are praying for are the things we ought not to be seeking. For God said, "You know, your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God." The kingdom of God, the will of God, must be the main purpose of our gathering. It is not an opportunity for thieves. When people begin to make money the center of our gathering, those are thieves on the pulpit. Jesus said, "You have made it a den of thieves." It means it has become a place where thieves are thriving. Today, sadly, thieves are thriving in our churches. May the Lord give you a heart of repentance in the name of Jesus. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.